This is a guided coding interview visualization. The idea is that picturing yourself breezing through a set of interviews will make you more confident and relaxed, and it'll also ultimately make you perform better during a real interview. This may sound like some weird hippie stuff, but Olympic athletes do this kind of thing all the time. They do meditations or visualizations where they mentally walk through an entire game or race, and they picture themselves winning. It actually works. This is brought to you by Interview Cake. If you're not already familiar with us, we make coding interviews a piece of cake with our online coding interview prep course. Check us out at interviewcake.com. Now let's get started. Close your eyes. Relax. We're going to be here for a few minutes. So settle into a really comfortable position. Shake things out a little bit. Drop your shoulders. Relax your neck. Relax your face. Relax your chest and your stomach. Relax your legs. Take one big breath in through your nose. Breathe in. And then let it out through your mouth. Now just listen to your breathing. Follow along as it comes in and out. Now think of someone you know who's really confident. Someone who just always makes a good impression. Someone who's never afraid of meeting new people. A salesperson, a boss, a friend. It doesn't have to be someone you know well. It could be someone you've only had one interaction with. Think about what physically makes them appear confident to you. Maybe it's a certain facial expression, a knowing smile. Maybe it's their posture, the way they keep their back straight, or the way they keep their neck tall and long. Maybe it's the way they really hold eye contact. Now keep this same picture in your mind of this confident person. But now picture this person as you. And you're embodying this same confidence. You have that same posture, that same knowing smile. And let yourself feel what that feels like to feel really confident. Give yourself permission to be really selfish here, to be really gluttonous with confidence. Like everyone is really eager to see what you do next. Like they're waiting on your every word. Feel what that feels like. Now we're going to sort of bookmark this feeling, so we can come back to it later. So pick one specific visual thing that stands out to you about this picture of a confident, self-assured you. The smile, the posture, whatever it is. Make a note of that one specific thing, that bookmark, and we'll come back to it later. Now let go entirely. Let this image dissolve, forget your bookmark. Just come back to your breath. Watch as it moves in and out, slowly. Now imagine it's the morning of your next big on-site interview. You wake up a little early, so you have plenty of time to get ready. No rush. You put on that outfit that makes you feel extra confident. You listen to that song that gets you pumped up. Finally, it's time to go. So you hop in a car and off you go. You take a moment to watch the city go by as you ride. Let a smile spread across your face. Notice the beauty of your surroundings. You arrive at the company. You're a tasteful 5 minutes early. You're welcomed by a recruiter. You can tell they're focused on helping you relax, but you don't need the help this morning. You know you've got this. So you just smile and enjoy the conversation. An engineer comes out and introduces herself. You stand up confidently. You smile and greet them. Your voice is loud and self-assured. Your interviewer leads you to a conference room with a whiteboard. Your resume is sitting on the table. The interviewer picks it up. She asks a couple questions about your background, and you just sit back, relax, and tell a few stories. The conversation feels like catching up with an old friend. It's comfortable and relaxing, but also a little exciting. You're having fun nerding out about some neat technical stuff with your interviewer. You can tell they already really like you. Finally, your interviewer says, "Okay, let's get into a coding problem." You both stand at the whiteboard. She asks you one of those questions, where the answer is to just use a hash map. Classic. You solve it almost instantly in your head. But you don't want to seem foolhardy. There can always be more to the problem. So you just calmly explain your approach, how you would use a hash map to save time while spending a bit more space. Your interviewer nods. She says, "Okay, great. Let's go ahead and skip that one then." You know you're moving faster than other candidates. She draws a complex data structure on the whiteboard. It's something you've never seen before. Then she outlines a different data structure. She wants you to take data in the first format and output data in the second format. You look carefully at the input data structure. You're not quite sure how to get started. For a brief moment, the briefest of moments, you feel that some of your old fears could start to set in. They don't, but you feel that they could. In an earlier version of yourself, they would. Those fears that you won't know how to solve the problem, that there's something to learn that you haven't learned. But you're smarter than that now. You pull up your bookmark from earlier, that one physical thing you can do with your body that makes you feel confident. You stand up a little straighter. You remember that in the coding interview, there are supposed to be these moments where you're not sure what's next. That's how the exercise is designed. You don't know where you're going, but you know that all you have to do is dive in, and you will get there. You're sure of it. So you start manipulating the data structure by hand on the board. You try a few example inputs, seeing how you would transform the data structure into the output format. You start to see a pattern. All at once, it becomes clear. The algorithm is pretty simple, elegant even. You excitedly share your approach with your interviewer. She knowingly nods, as if to say, "Yep, you got it. Great, let's code it up," she says. You start writing code. You focus first on just getting the procedure down. You don't sweat the details, just getting the basic idea down, making notes whenever there's something you need to come back to. This goes surprisingly quickly. "Now it's time to check for off by one errors and other bugs," you say. You're still doing that bookmarked thing with your body, standing confidently. Your interviewer is clearly on your team. You know you've got this. They're just writing it out with you. You walk through your function by hand with a sample input. You notice a few small bugs. This less than should have been a less than equals. Easy fix. Your interviewer nods. After a couple passes, everything is looking good. Your interviewer says, "Great, that's it for my technical problems. Do you have any questions for me?" The rest of the day is a blur of similar interviews, each one just as smooth as the last. Sure, there are some problems where the answer doesn't come immediately, but you just confidently think out loud while drawing out a couple ideas on the whiteboard until something comes together. Doesn't take long. As you talk, it's like there's nothing sitting between your words. Each word is clear, concise, and really freaking smart. And the code flows freely from your mind to the whiteboard. No stumbling over syntax or details. It's like it's all already there on the board. You can see it, and you're just tracing it. Your last interview is with the CEO. You and her are sitting in a room, just chatting. She's treating you like one of her peers. She's trying her best to sell you on the company. You can just see the thought bubble over her head. This candidate is going to have a million other offers. We need to lock this one down fast. Finally, the day is over. You take your time saying your goodbyes. All your interviewers from the day want to shake your hand one last time on your way out. They tell you to come by the office again sometime just to hang out. Finally, you and the CEO are at the front door. She says, "We're prepared to move fast on this. Let's chat again tomorrow." With a big smile, you walk out the door into the cool evening air. You notice the breeze. You turn to walk down the sidewalk, back still straight, smile still on your face. Still in touch with that one thing that makes you feel high status, that makes you feel confident. Your phone buzzes. It's a text from a friend. "How was the interview?" You text back. "I crushed it." Now go make it a reality. Get out there and crush your interviews. If you liked this, we've got a bunch of practice questions, data structures, algorithms explainers, and more at interviewcake.com.